Welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by two of our friends, Charlie and Jake. Hey guys, they sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to our website, kidshortstories.org, send us your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And I want to give a special shout out to all of my friends, Teddy from Australia, Kip from Minnesota, Shira from Israel, Ethan and Oliver from California, Abby from Michigan, Soleil from Montreal, and Cameron from Texas. I'm so excited that you guys are on the Kids Short Stories family and on the Spy Kid team. Couldn't do it without you. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go. One day, Charlie and Jake were racing down a mountain on their skis. They were snow skiing. Have you ever done that before? Snow skiing is so fun. You put on these long skis that clip onto your boots on your feet. And you have two poles that you hold on with your hands. And you zoom down the mountain as long as it has snow on it. It would not be fun to go snow skiing down a rocky mountain with no snow. That is not a good idea. But Charlie and Jake, good thing, because they went to the right place. They went to a mountain with a lot of snow. It was in Colorado. Have you ever been to Colorado before? Well, it is a beautiful place with ginormous mountains and a lot of snow. Charlie and Jake were both very good skiers. They were on the Spy Kids team and were on a vacation with their family, skiing through the mountains, and they loved exploring down all the different trails and all the different mountains. And today, Charlie found something pretty interesting that you'll never believe. "Hey, Jake, let's go this way," Charlie said as they zoomed down the mountain together. Charlie had found a trail that looked like not many others had gone down before. And it looked like some fresh powder. "Whoa, dude, that looks awesome. Yeah, let's go check it out." Charlie and Jake turned their skis to go down this back route that not many people had been down before. "Wow, this is like the best powder I've ever seen," Jake said. "What was that?" Charlie stopped real quickly and pointed over in the snow, and there were these huge footprints. "What in the world would have done that? Those things are like bigger than my head," Jake said.
"That's weird," said Charlie. "Should we follow him, or yeah, it's probably a bear. We probably shouldn't like follow the tracks because it's bears. They could eat us." Charlie and Jake kept skiing down the mountain, keeping an eye on those tracks, but not, getting too close to them. As they were zooming down the mountain, all of a sudden the tracks vanished. They disappeared. Where'd they go? They just stopped in the middle of nowhere. Hey, Jake, slow down.
"Wow, I can't slow down."
Jake zoomed past Charlie. I don't know what happened. The snow was like too slip and, whoa! Jake crashed into a big pine tree. "Oh, that looked like it hurt." Charlie raced over. Jake was okay. Pine trees, they're kind of pokey, but they can stop you before you hit the trunk of the tree. As Jake was picking up his poles and grabbing his helmet that had fallen off, he heard a sound.
"Ah!"
Jake shouted.
"It's a Yeti!"
Charlie couldn't believe his ears. He thought Jake was tricking him. "Jake, you got it. You're messing with me. Stop it. That can't be true." Charlie and Jake
couldn't believe their eyes. Underneath this giant evergreen tree was a Yeti.
Please don't eat us! Charlie and Jake both screamed. They didn't know what to do. Jake couldn't get his skis on, and the Yeti was shouting.
And then it said,
please don't eat me.
Wait a second. Charlie, did you hear that? I think the Yeti said to not eat him. Wait. Mr. Yeti, as the Yeti was curled up in a ball under the tree.
Wait, do you know what a Yeti is?
Oh my gosh, a Yeti is a mythical creature that no one has ever seen before. It's a ginormous creature, all fluffy and furry, and sometimes they're white and sometimes they're dark brown. And they live in the mountains, supposedly, but no one had ever seen one before.
Yes, please don't eat me. I'm very sorry. I was just hiding here because I saw you getting closer.
They couldn't even believe it. The Yeti was afraid of them.
Oh my gosh, Mr. Yeti, we are so sorry. We're not going to eat you, but are you okay?
Well, I kind of hurt my foot and I can't run away fast enough. Are you able to help me?
Jake, what do we do? Charlie and Jake were both on the Spy Kids team, and so they had some Spy Kids gear in their backpack, but with a Yeti? You really think we should help the Yeti? Mr. Yeti, like, are you say, like, what do you do? What are you doing here?
Well, you see, I'm on the Spy Kids team, and
you're on the what?
The Spy Kids team.
And then the Yeti began to tell Charlie and Jake all about that he was on the Spy Kids team. He had been on the Spy Kids team for over 100 years, and his job was to keep this mountain safe. You see, one of the headquarters of Spy Kids is inside this mountain, underground, and it was the Yeti's job to keep it safe from the bad guys. That is why no one has been able to ever see him before. But with him having a hurt foot, that's not good. A bad guy, like Dr. Stinky Breath, could definitely catch him, and that would not be good. All right, Jake, grab the stuff out of our bags, and let's see if we can get some like skis or something for the Yeti, and maybe we can help him get back to his home. Charlie looked around and he asked the Yeti, Mr. Yeti, where do you live? Like, is it far?
No, it's not far. There's a cave over there behind those trees. And that's where I live.
Okay, let's go. Charlie and Jake carefully peeked out from inside the evergreen tree that they were hiding in. There was nobody else around, so it was safe. Let's go. They started to pull the Yeti on their skis and carefully got him back to his cave.
Oh, thank you so much. I don't know how I would have done this without you.
Charlie and Jake had saved the Yeti and saved Spy Kids headquarters because the Yeti's job was really important. All right, Mr. Yeti, you need to get some food and rest up and get better soon, okay?
Oh, absolutely, Jake. Thank you so much for your help.
And that is the day that Charlie and Jake not only found a real Yeti in the mountains, but they learned that they have some pretty cool creatures on their team. The end.